Sabbath. The title of our presentation this morning, Holy Scripture, Alive with Sounds of Music. Holy Scripture, Alive with Sounds of Music. Let's begin, please, by turning in our Bibles to Psalms chapter 95, verse 1. Psalms chapter 95 and verse 1, please. Psalms chapter 95, verse 1. O come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. O come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Amen. Please take your song sheets and let's stand as we sing together the hymn, Holy Father, Be Among Us. Let's stand as we sing, please.
Thank you. Please be seated.
The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 1 and verse 1, please. John, chapter 1, verse 1. Chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. Verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God, even to those who believe in his name, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. Jesu, joy of man's desiring, and Jesus loves me, this I know.
Thank you.
praise the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 9, please. Second Kings chapter 2 and verse 9, please. And so it was when they had crossed over that Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask, what may I do for you before I am taken away from you?" And Elisha said, "Please, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me." So he said, "You have asked a hard thing. Nevertheless, if you see me when I am taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if not, it shall not be so." Then it happens, as they continued on and talked, that suddenly a chariot of fire appeared with horses of fire and separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. Amen. Chariots of fire. Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 2, Verse 25, please. Luke chapter 2, verse 25. Holy Scripture, alive with sounds of music. Luke chapter 2 and verse 25. Chapter 2, verse 25. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel. And the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people, Israel. Amen. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord.
Thank you.
Verse 35, please. Mark chapter 4 and verse 35, please. Mark chapter 4, verse 35. On the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Master, do you not care that we are dying?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Amen. Master, the tempest is raging.
Thank you.
Holy Scripture alive with sounds of music. Let's turn now to Luke and the 7th chapter, verse 36, please. Luke chapter 7 and verse 36. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him. And he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city who was a sinner, when she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. She began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." And he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, but this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little." And he said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" And he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." Amen. Please take your song sheets and let's sing together the hymn, "If Anyone in Christ Is Found." Let's stand as we sing, please. Thank you.
us from eternal loss. So fears of sin and death and hell are removed, no more to dwell. The price of sin forever paid, past sinners now can others aid. Our lives restored and filled with joy, images dark cannot annoy. Forgive me, stored and healed within. New life in Christ does now begin. With grateful hearts, so filled with love, celestial gifts from realms above, we share God's peace with those in need. They too can from the past be free. Sing with voices raised, our anthems bring to Father, Son, and Spirit too. Our praise explodes with tongues to fill. The saints now free from guilt at last join heaven's chorus.
Please be seated. The Gospel according to St. John, chapter 20, and verse 11, please. John, chapter 20, verse 11. John chapter 20, verse 11. But Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb. And she saw two angels in white sitting, one at the head and the other at the feet where the body of Jesus had lain. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there and did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "teacher." Jesus said to her, "Do not delay me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Amen. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses in the garden. indeed. Praise the Lord. Let's turn now to Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. Revelation chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. Revelation chapter 21, verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, and there shall be no more pain. For the former things have passed away. Amen. The holy city.
Thank you.
To ask if that clock on the wall is correct or not. God bless you. Let's turn, please, to the great prophet Isaiah, chapter 6 and verse 1. Isaiah, chapter 6. And verse 1, please. Chapter 6, verse 1. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up. And the train of his robe filled the temple. Above it stood seraphim. Each one had six wings. With two he covered his face, with two he covered his feet, and with two he flew. And one cried to another and said, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory." And the posts of the door were shaken by the voice of him who cried out, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, "Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts." Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken with the tongs from the altar. And he touched my mouth with it and said, "Behold, this has touched your lips. Your iniquity is taken away, and your sin purged." Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, "Whom shall I send, and who will go for us?" Then I said, "Here am I. Send me." Amen. Please take your song sheet. And let's sing together, please, the great hymn, "Here I Am, Lord." Let's stand as we sing, "Here I Am, Lord."
speak my word again. Whom shall I send? Here I am, Lord. Is it I, Lord? I have heard you calling in the night. I will go. Thank you. Please be seated. What a wonderful Sabbath day to be at the Valley View, Oregon, Seventh-day Adventist Church. How about that? I'm so glad you've come today, and we've been praying that the Lord would bless you. The scriptures and the songs and the music and the fellowship. So we thank you for being here today. We're a long way from home, as a matter of fact. Home for us is in Kentucky. And when I say us, I need to have you say hello to my wife, Irina, who's here. Irina, would you please stand and let the folks say hello to you? Thank you so much. We are representatives of the Calvin Taylor Foundation. And our motto is very simple. It's just four words. Impacting people through music. That's what we're all about. Impacting people through music. And that's what we strive to do at each of our presentations. We are not sponsored by any church or conference or any organization. We're sponsored strictly by the gifts of those who receive our music ministry and who are blessed. This morning, we'd like to give you an opportunity to help us with our needs as we travel. This trip is, we're near the end of a three-month trip now that has covered thousands of miles, and we're looking forward to being home by the 1st of April, so it's been a long, long trip. Help us to arrive back home safely. If you'd like to make out a check today, you may do so to the Calvin Taylor Foundation, and your gift will be 100% tax deductible. according to Section 501c3. Thank you so much for helping and for caring and for sharing. And we're just happy to be here at Valley View Medford Seventh-day Adventist Church. And we thank all of you who've had a part in making today special for us. At this time, I'd like to invite the ushers to come. Yes, sir.
I would like to invite you to a fellowship meal behind us in the multi-purpose room.
Will there be food served?
Absolutely.
You're very kind. We're looking forward to that. If the ushers would come forward now at this time, please, and wait upon you. Just a moment for a special word of thanks.